This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. Happy Friday, Wheels.
Hi.
You guys know that yesterday was Hug a Kevin Day?
No.
National Hug a Kevin Day. He was in our show prep. Yep.
Isn't that great?
Complete sheet.
Too bad I missed it.
I know. Bad, Ron.
You hugged him?
I did.
You just missed your chance.
I'm a good hugger, too, man.
Yeah?
He reacted to my hug the way a cat does when you pick it up by the head.
I like
What's happening here?
When you scruff him?
Yeah.
He just kind of went limp.
You know when you grab a dog by the tongue and pull it?
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
That's how he reacted.
Usually they bite when you do that.
I thought you might bite me for a minute.
No. I was just like, what is he going to do? Because, you know, I didn't know what day it was. I'd never heard of Hug a Kevin Day.
I didn't know what day it was.
And it was like a little...
It wasn't on my calendar.
I don't know what that is. And I'm like, is it Smack a Ginger Day was the first thing. I thought, is he going to smack me? Do I have to smack him back? Is this going to be all right?
Would have been really funny if you did have a calendar that you looked at every day before you left the house, and on it you wrote National Kevin Day, expect a lot of hugs.
Yeah. That's great.
Kevin gave me a hug one time because I think we were talking about something pretty emotional for me.
We were
me.
On the same side.
Yeah, and I was like pretty emotional about it on the air, and we got off the air, we walked into the newsroom, he gave me a hug, and
wow.
That we're was good really teammates kind. There.
Yeah, it was a good, it was a good moment.
It was a, I got your back.
Yeah, because sometimes
you don't
the news is stressful.
Seem like a hugger in general.
I mean, it's fine. I'm not an anti-hugger. I'm just not a proactive hugger.
Were you able to get your arms around him?
she could not.
He's very.
No, there's no way.
It was more like hands on the top of the shoulders. It was like, oh.
He's very sturdy.
Gained a lot of muscle, like in the last year?
Year?
Yeah.
Probably the last 2 or 3 months.
You look kind of yoked.
Okay.
Yeah, good. It's no, working then, right? I can't tell.
There's a lot of upper body going on
I
over
can't
there.
Tell.
That video we did for the sales team, I sent that to Trish, and she goes, oh, my God, it looks like someone pumped Wheeler up with a air hose.
Yeah. Good, it's working then.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Have you noticed, Tim? I'm the slowest walker out of the group, so I'm usually, like, in the back of the formation, so to speak. I'm in the back of the
formation.
I'm in the six.
He's got
that's
our six.
Adorable.
I'm in the back of the V,
he's that
right?
Blue angel.
Oh, that's so cute.
I'm in the back of the V. He walks like a, I don't even know how to describe it.
Lowland gorilla.
Yes. Yeah, he can't put your arms to your side anymore,
I can't.
Brother.
No, I never could, but.
You're walking like this. I'm like, okay. Damn.
Is it the, don't tell me it's not the Conor McGregor thing, though.
You're not going to be able to feed yourself
it's not,
soon.
It's not like. It's not like that. It's just you're like your arms can't meet your body anymore.
Yeah. So Kevin,
you have short arms, and that's one of the.
Okay,
problems.
So you build muscle, right? And like so Mason Jar, like he'll lift, and what he says, like when you start getting muscly, like it makes it harder, like to run. Like he goes to jog, he goes to do something. And he's like, man, you think you're technically in better shape, but you just feel heavier when you start lifting or building muscles. Is that how you feel?
Man, she has humble bragged on behalf of Mason Jar.
I know.
I'd love to go running, but
you muscly.
Pretty yoked.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I've never noticed a connection one way or the other with that in running.
But like with sports, like I don't know. I mean, I have heard that's a thing. I don't go to the gym. That's
I got
why
way better at sports when I started lifting back in the day, so I'm going to trust that.
All right. Well, never mind.
You better watch yourself, mister.
What?
You're just getting too big.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's a problem. At 52 going on 53, that'll be a problem. What's going to happen is I'm going to hurt myself. That's what's going to happen.
Speaking of, Andrew has a new name, a new moniker, a new title.
Oh?
Mm-hmm. Champ.
Champ!
Congratulations.
Champion. That's a good one.
Oh, did you win?
I did win.
You won Magic.
Nice. I won my first event last night.
Oh, I thought like Claves gave it to you or something.
Hey, Champ, doing great today.
We gotta do the movie like.
Yeah. He earned it.
You're actually a champion.
It happened too.
Let's go.
I'm also clapping.
You get a trophy or what do you get?
I got a promotional trading card.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that you can only get by winning.
Is there, is there like a discounted
well, that's
oil
a pretty
change
valuable
on the back
thing.
Of it?
Yeah.
No, that's a pretty valuable thing because that can be used in future competition.
It can be used in future competitions. That's right, Kevin.
10% off from Groupon.
I can also sell it for probably about like $4.
How did it happen?
I feel like I played really well, and I played something that people weren't expecting, I steamrolled the competition.
Did you use that move on each of your competitors?
Which one?
However many you played. Which move that was unexpected.
Oh, well, it was more like they didn't have themselves the tool to deal with the type of strategy that I was using.
They weren't ready for your jelly.
They weren't ready for my jelly, man.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
Well, finish.
Well, the other thing is that I keep getting these compliments when I go there, and it's very nice of them to say this, but they say that I have a really good poker face, right? And I'm able, like, they can't tell what I'm thinking while I'm playing, but it's kind of funny because I'm watching.
I relate.
Well, I'm watching like other people play, and they're going like they're drawing a card and going, oh, that's not what I wanted to have gotten. Oh, now there's nothing I can do, and it's like, well, you. Somewhere between, like, giving me nothing and you don't have to give me everything that's going through your head, like...
Do you try to have a poker face?
No, not really. It's more just about, like, being, like, overall dead inside.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've explained this before.
Yeah. When you don't really have any emotions going on.
Got like, ice in your veins. Let's
go. Yeah, it's, like, it's a lot easier. They're, like, you know, they're, like... Wow, you are really able to keep a straight face with your thoughts, and I'm like, oh, there's none.
What's your celebration when you know you've won? What's the celebrate? What do you do? Do you fist pump? Do you just?
No, I don't do anything like that. I don't want to be a sore winner.
You don't bat flip?
No, I don't want to. I'm not.
You don't flip the table over?
He just, who's the guy? The bowling guy? What you thought you are? I am.
Yeah, who do you think you are?
Do you offer to shake their hand and offer them a draw like they did in that movie about the little kid who played chess?
Yes. Yeah, you give them a.
He's offering you a draw.
Give them the good game. Sometimes you can't offer a draw.
Really?
Oh yeah, the draws are legitimate.
Do you ever
It's better in a bigger tournament setting where it's like several Swiss rounds more than what I did.
Did this qualify you for like the Highland Grand Open or anything?
Unfortunately, no. This is like the smallest possible scale event. But I've never won one before, so it was very
good win. Good win.
Congrats.
Good for you.
I went undefeated.
Did you want to like? Ninja star, like the winning card across the room.
No, I was super excited.
What is
about
a?
It,
so I'm sorry. What is a Swiss round? Is it like a Swiss roll?
Swiss round. I wish. God.
Swiss cake.
They don't eat those in Switzerland, by the way. I could not find any Swiss rolls.
No, Swiss rolls.
Yeah, of course not.
Amy's like, man, I bet they
don't have Little Debbie.
I bet they have the best Swiss rolls in the whole world.
They don't do French toast in France either.
No, they don't.
Take me
My
to
whole
your...
world's coming apart right now.
Take me to your rolls. No, it's,
what?
That was Amy in Switzerland.
Gets off the plane. All right, take me to the rolls.
Bring me the rolls. No, a Swiss round is a style of tournament where even if you lose, you keep going. So it's not elimination. It's
a round robin kind of thing.
Yeah, so if it's a 6-round tournament, you keep playing the whole time. And then depending on your record, and then also depending on your breakers, which stands for tiebreakers, which is usually based on your opponent's win-loss percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you lost to really good people, you have a better chance of beating a tie against somebody who has the same record as you, but only played against, like, bad players.
Congratulations, buddy. Well.
I'm super excited about
it. Yeah, it's cool.
I'm super jazzed.
When he said breakers, by the way, I was hoping he meant like ray gun.
Our boss is asking what you won, so maybe we should explain to the listeners in short.
That's upsetting.
If people don't know.
That's the last thing I wanted to hear. I play the collectible strategy card game Magic the Gathering. me and millions of others, okay? Millions.
There's no shame.
No, I respect.
And I went to, I do a local tournament every Thursday night.
Nice.
And I won undefeated.
Because of his poker face.
For those that are not initiated into Magic, would you describe it as a Dungeons & Dragons style game?
Not at all.
Oh.
Really? So not like,
I mean, it sure looks Pokemon. That way.
Not at all. They are made by
or
the same company.
Maybe themed is maybe the better way to put it. Like there's knights and there's monsters and there's stuff.
For people who have dated women, would you describe it?
I would describe it as closer to something like chess. closer to something like that. It's a strategy game.
Would you?
Yes, Amy. Yeah, it's a strategy game.
Do you think you're the only one who's married in that whole group?
No. Almost everybody else is married.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you
or
think
Or they
you're...
have, like, long-term partners.
But do all the partners also play Magic the Gathering?
Some of them do.
Yeah,
some
did
of them
Megan
do
play?
Not. Megan does. She did not play last night, but she
She's
does.
She's in the hammock.
She does. Yeah, she had the hammock time.
Stop. Hammock time.
But she does typically, most of the time, she goes with me.
That's
and
awesome.
She's getting better. She's improving.
You should take Wheeler with you. Have him just stand behind you.
I should.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be
I
your breaker.
I can think of nothing less stressful.
I would love to teach Wheeler how to play.
I know. It'd be fun.
More stressful.
It's only in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most complicated game in the world. So I'm sure you can figure
Does
it out.
Does Megan go with you just to, like, to spectate?
No, she goes. She plays.
Oh, but she's not playing. Will she go to watch the support?
No.
Okay.
To keep the groupies away?
Then she just goes.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, I thought you were, like, pretty hot.
Thank you.
Like, wouldn't
what do you
she
mean?
Wouldn't she want to go and be like, hey, what? Hands off the goods.
What are you
taken?
Referring to?
Do you point at her and say, that's my wife and I can have it whenever I want?
Yay! Yes!
Do you do that?
Hey!
Do you tell everybody else that?
Maybe I mentioned Steve Moore was listening.
we got a cool on that one.
Hey, you're the one who said it, pal.
Now it's, I'm not actually. And now it's coming up like out of context.
Was it talking about sound so great.
It's not so great out of context.
Was it the hammock?
What?
Was what the hammock?
It's about the hammock.
Story, yeah, we told you the story.
He wants the hammock.
No.
He wants what's in the hammock.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. Wasn't a hammock.
Did you just make me say that? Did I just fall for something?
You did.
You did.
Amy laid a trap.
Yep.
She didn't even know she laid a trap.
No, that's the worst kind of trap.
Got him.
She got you with a spike strip that fell off the back of her car when she hit a speed bump.
She's wearing a trap door as a hat, and I just like, hey, what's that?
She'll give you a look like, did I do that?
Right. Does he want to touch the hammock? Is that what he wants to touch?
If I want it.
Damn. Now we should explain it.
Yeah, now you
we already did, haven't we?
Yeah, but Steve hasn't heard
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but it was like, that
keep
was
one
like
of
a
us from
month
getting fired.
Ago.
I mean, it was mostly just a mispronounced
Andrew's
word.
Andrew's wife ordered a hammock.
Right.
As wives do.
Yeah.
And it's
for the living room.
It takes
you
know, wives for the hammock.
Takes up a lot of space in their house.
Uh-huh. And it's comfy.
It does.
And it's where she sleeps.
Uh-huh. Sometimes.
And
sometimes
I was trying to say, and Trish was here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what really made it funny.
It was when Trish was sitting in for Rach.
Yeah. And so I was trying to ask, are you... what's the proximity? Like, are you sleeping near her?
Right, right. Is it close enough to
and
reach
I
out and
say,
like, hi?
Yeah, can you even touch her from where she is? But what I did is I said, can you touch her?
Yeah.
And he was trying to say, if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But what he said was, when I want it.
Yeah.
What I was trying to
and
say
Trish
was
like, oh my God, what has happened to the
right.
show?
He said wanted, but sounded like want it.
Yeah.
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 And what I was trying,
yeah, right.
And what I was trying to say was like,
if I want it.
If the fancy struck me to reach out and touch the hammock, I could do so. But instead, I said, if I wanted.
That's a good new
euphemism.
Somehow that didn't make it better.
Megan's like, look, it's Friday. Don't touch the hammer.
It was a long day.
Well, he did win
day.
His card tournament.
So. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Congratulations.
To the winner. We should probably play music.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
123 DGS on KMOX. If you're listening to 1120, you don't gotta. You can listen to 98.7 FM, and it sounds much better and deeper and just the more resonance. And then if you want perfect sound, you can just download the Odyssey app, odyssey.com. You can podcast, you can stream, you can pause, you can reverse, which isn't great for me. But yeah, so you can do all sorts of things there. I did something yesterday I don't think I've ever done before.
Hmm.
I didn't road rage. Can't call it raging, but it sounded like it. Let me just walk you through the scenario. So I go, just in case you want to shoot me, I go Olive West to Jefferson, and I go left there. And there's a bunch of construction now and stuff. And the guy in front of me kind of a younger Skippy the Punk with a mustache that he didn't deserve. His chin didn't really justify it. And he was pulling up, and it was green, but he was like literally reading his phone. I could see what was on his phone, basically. And so then he stops while it's green, and then it turns yellow and red. Okay, fair enough.
Oh, not fair at all.
I know. That I mentioned his chin. And then it turns green, and he's still reading his phone. So I tried to give it a, but I gave it a, and
good.
I laid on it.
Good.
And then he looked up. I'd like to think it's because I look so scary, but he literally went, hoo-hoo-hoo, and his phone went flying out of his hand. And then he floored it.
Yeah.
And like fishtailed around that left-hand turn, and he was just gone. And it felt kind of good. I'm
That's
not
great.
Yep.
You did it.
You know, it is one of my biggest complaints about St. Louisans is they are way too afraid to honk when the light turns green.
Yeah, I think we should in Chicago probably.
Yeah, it's like you get two Mississippi, one Mississippi,
yeah,
two Mississippi.
That's fair.
Go.
Yeah,
and if you're not going, honk.
You get a nice one first.
But people here just wait.
Yeah.
You're like 8 seconds, and they're still...
We're just like, honk.
Yeah. That's what the horn's for.
And look, there's a nice honk, too. Like, if you just get a little beep, beep, that's you should never be offended by that. That's just a like, hey, buddy, you know, green, go ahead.
I'll do a beep, beep to remind people if they don't go when it's green. But if they make a bad move, I'll lay on the horn.
Oh, no, it's a...
I'll
hold that's
it for
a,
like 8 seconds.
Will you really?
Yeah, I'm with you.
No, and it's the one thing that I do pretty aggressively. Like, someone will cut you off.
Yeah.
And I'll lay on the horn while I'm following, you know, them. Because, like, I had to turn in that direction, too.
And then when they pull into their house, I'm right there next to them.
No. Well, it was like, I had a couple times
I'm
I brought...
blocking them in the driveway.
Yeah, I brought Charlie home after, like, he had surgery.
Is that a euphemism?
Yeah, no, I brought Charlie home after he had surgery, so I was driving home. He had to like ask me to be not so aggressive with the horn. He's like, we're gonna get into some kind of altercation. I'm like, this person needs to know that they made a bad move. And I'm like,
I would have never guessed that about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got some rage in there.
All right. Nice job.
Thank you.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Kevin's got a ton of rage.
Yeah.
Kevin's built on rage.
Rage and Mountain Dew.
That's right.
But also happiness.
Oh, God.
But also a depth of joy that you can't even fathom.
You are just...
You guys don't get it.
A very long, practical joke that God is playing on me. God's so bored. He's up there with Moses. He's like, give him a big ginger that feels no emotion.
Well, no, see, here's the thing. I tried to describe it. I'm going to try
out of nowhere.
I'm going to try to describe this right. Like, you know, there's a range of emotions, right? Mm. I have A and Z.
Yeah.
I have A and Z. Maybe A and B and then, you know, Y and Z.
Are you holding your arms up so we look at your jacks?
I know.
Is that what you're doing?
That's what he's doing.
Look at him. He is.
Look at him.
He's like, I have A and B.
You're supplements.
Those sleeves are way too tight, pal.
Here, hold on. Let me show you the...
Yeah, you know, Wheels, they make sleeves bigger.
Bro, it's an XL. I can't go bigger than an XL.
Oh, trust me, you can.
No,
I totally make this.
Yeah, except that I'm 5'2" and I'll look like I'm wearing a skirt.
And?
I think you could rock
or
it.
Or actually, it'd be more like a nightshirt.
It's not a dress, it's a tunic.
The tunic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. So, vis-a-vis the TikTok needs to be banned because it's addictive, do you and Wheeler disagree on this, Andrew? Is that what I gather from the show sheet?
He was saying that we shouldn't just ban things. At least that's the impression I got from what he put on the sheet.
Yeah. And you think we should?
That we shouldn't just ban things because... Or he says that we...
I'll tell you what I say.
We shouldn't
selectively ban certain addictive things and leave all the others alone. So if we want to say things that are addictive and bad for you that we need to either ban them or regulate them or control them, fine, it's a logical argument, but don't just pick the ones you don't like. And I don't mean you, Andrew. I just mean like legislators.
Yeah.
They're going to always be afraid of the newest things, like TikTok's new and scary. But there are plenty of things that are addictive in this world. Alcohol, gambling, cigarettes.
Well, I think, but that's the point. Like alcohol, you have to be 21. Cigarettes, you have to be whatever, 21, 18. Right. And so I would be totally fine with social media.
Well, no, if we want to, again, if we want to have the conversation about how we regulate things, that's fine. When we hear, when I hear people saying we need to ban them, no,
are
no,
you
we don't
ban
need to ban
in
them.
General, or because I've heard the conversation, it's always been centered around kids. Like you need to be sick, like phone-free high schools, 16 and over to be on social media and so forth. I haven't heard anyone say ban it even for adults.
There was, I'm going to try and find the story because I think I took it off the rundown. But this has essentially been a push to get rid of it. But specifically saying we want to pass laws specifically about, not about social media, not about internet access for kids or teenagers, but one particular app. And I think that, again, if we want to have the conversation, it can't be one app. It can't just be one thing. It should be, should we be allowing free internet access to ages 16 and under, same way we do driver's licenses or same way we do buying cigarettes or alcohol?
So are you libertarian about it and you would leave that up to the parents?
Well,
to
in those types of things, I think it is up to parents. Well, like when your kid gets a cell phone, should be up to you, not up to, you know, what your state senator thinks or what your governor thinks or what the senator from your state representing you in D.C. thinks. It should be your decision.
Well, and I think this is where, you know, again, I didn't see the story of just, I don't know what app. I'm assuming TikTok.
Yes.
But the thing is, like, I've seen social media for certain ages, like 16 years old, which makes sense, whether you're talking about alcohol or strip clubs or our movies, whatever it is, right? With TikTok specifically being banned, that I understand because it is owned, it is run, content is amplified, diminished, and allowed and not allowed by our greatest geopolitical adversary. Plus, they're getting all of our data that I think you absolutely could posit TikTok and consider it a national security concern in the way that Instagram isn't, which is why
nobody has ever offered up any evidence of that happening. And they also can't tell
me
that
was the legislation.
They also can't tell me that China can't just buy it from other places because other places have that data and they sell it to anybody that wants to buy it.
Well, I think
so. Unless we're
going to
limit
that
too, this is what I'm saying. If we want to have the big conversation as a nation, let's have the big conversation. Let's not say one thing scares us, we're going to address that, because I agree that that's a concern. But if that's a concern, why is that evidence not being presented to us by people in the Senate?
I think it is, though, because
it's
the legislation passed that ByteDance or that Chinese-owned company has to sell within a year or it will be banned.
Right, but they have not given us any examples of this, of our data being taken by the government of China. And they're also not stating that they can't just go buy data from Facebook or from Elon Musk or from anyone else just because it's readily available to be purchased out there.
Well, I think they have, because I've seen the data that the keys, like if a company, we all know that a China-based company is going to be effectively run by the CCP. When you have an autocratic government, it is a totalitarian government, it's going to vet everything that comes in and out. So we know the CCP is in charge of TikTok. We know what they ban inside of China as far as the content, but we do know that it even tracks keystrokes. So if that's interesting, but what they are also more concerned about is you have a company, which we know the CCP runs every company effectively that's in China, that can control the content that we're seeing and also control the content to divide us more, right? Or unite us more, or not unite us more, excuse me, divide us more and then like drive us to the fringes. So that has all been presented. And that's why even in our super divided political environment, the legislation
But yet
passed.
We still buy microchips from them and we still do endless billions of dollars. This is my point, though. Like, if China's a threat, then why do we let them make all of our stuff?
Because I think you
why
can,
do
like,
we let them make
the
Trump Bible if they're our enemy? And again, I know that they're our enemy in a lot of ways, but how do we say they're our arch enemy, but yet we're going to have all these big trade agreements and we're going to make a lot of money off them, and American companies can have their products made there and shipped here, and we're going to do the same. They're going to buy our stuff. I mean, we have to be consistent. And by the way, the story that I saw was that there are a dozen states suing TikTok for being addictive.
to kids. That one specifically, that lawsuit is specifically because
that's
the
a newer one.
It's
well,
it's
12 different places that are doing it.
It's 14,
but it is also not the only addictive thing that's available out there. Instagram is addictive.
I think it's
Twitter can be addictive.
I think it's an interesting point that let's accept for the sake of argument that China is seeing everything and controlling everything on TikTok and they're manipulating us. I think it's interesting that we either know that or strongly suspect it, and yet our First Amendment rights and our selfish me likey TikTok sort of trump that.
Yeah.
You know, where we're like, yeah, I get it, but damn it, my First Amendment rights trump everything, and I get to. I think that's an interesting point.
And I guess I think the larger question that I have too is, if what we're worried about is the tracking of data, they have all these other ways of purchasing our data from private companies who gather it and then sell it to whoever wants to buy it. We don't have any discrimination
there. I guess
there's
some kind of blanket that you don't like. Well, we either ban everything from China or we ban nothing. To me, that's illogical.
Well, it's not so much that.
Real world works.
It's not so much that. It's if it's not going to do any good. If it's not going to prevent them from getting data. And also, if our worry is how much they're influencing us, how much are people being influenced on Facebook by BS, by stuff but how many people are being influenced on Twitter?
But see, I've had this conversation. That's the difference, though. Facebook is at least, it is an American-owned company. So
that's not what I'm talking about.
But I'm saying when Russia wants to add disinformation, they actually have to work around certain safeguards. It's harder for them to get that disinformation. With TikTok, it is owned by a Chinese company. It's run by the CCP. It is a free-for-all for what they're going to send.
You're aware of like the Twitter bot farms that exist all over the world, right? In Saudi Arabia, in Iran.
I just don't understand this argument at all.
What I'm saying is, if are we worried more about the data or the content?
Both.
If it's the content, then we have to regulate everything. Because bots they're all over Twitter. Russian, Iranian.
It's pretty bad.
Yes.
And it was the one thing he said he was going to get rid of. I'm going to get rid of bots. And that's what the $8 a month thing is. Yeah, okay.
Right. And again, the point is, if it's about the disinformation on TikTok, because it exists, I see it. I see it too. But I'm able to filter through and say, yeah, that's nonsense, move through. And there aren't enough people that have been trained well enough to do that, which is our own failing because we don't teach people how to sort through misinformation.
Rach, what do you think?
I'm just thinking of the fact that I've never seen on any other social media platform what TikTok does. Mm-hmm. They will stop you and say, hey, you've been scrolling for a long time. Do you want to stop? That is.
They never say that to me.
It used to happen a lot more. Mm-hmm. I used to notice it a lot more. And I used to be quite addicted to TikTok. You remember, Dave, when I first downloaded it at the start of the pandemic, I was
before
like.
Before I started.
It was like. I don't want to say like destroying my life, but I was like, this is not healthy. The amount of time I am spending on this app, this is crazy. I've never had a problem like that with any other social media platform. And I just find it interesting that they have this need to be like, hey, do you want to quit? Because you've been doing this for a long time.
A smart guy once said that every human problem can be condensed down to a man's inability to sit alone in a room. Mm-hmm. And that has never been more true. And it's certainly true with me. I'm already have an allergy to being bored and or lonely. If I'm distracted by something, if I'm watching a playoff game, if I have a friend over, if something's going on, I don't even think about TikTok. But the minute I'm by myself and there's not something to distract me, it's on.
Well,
and also, by the way, presidential candidates are on TikTok.
Yeah, Biden said TikTok is bad and then made an account.
Yeah, Donald Trump has one, Kamala Harris has one.
We got to reach people where they are, and that's where people are.
Right.
But that's why there's so many different levels to this to have serious conversations. You need meaningful distinctions, and Facebook is going to have more dead people on it. Gen Z and Gen Alpha are not on Facebook. You know, the generations that are most influenceable right now, right? That you can influence, that you can make, they're most impressionable are going to be young people. Twitter. We talk about it because it outpunches its weight class because of who was on Twitter. You have politicians and journalists. No one's on Twitter compared to TikTok.
20% of the country.
Yeah, and the algorithms of TikTok are such an advanced language and all the challenges, you know, that are teens. We just talked about how Section 230 protects content hosters like a Twitter, like TikTok, where they have the right to say, hey, we're not responsible for the material that's created, and we can also censor it if it makes us uncomfortable, but just because we censor some doesn't mean we're responsible for what we don't censor. That's the Section 230. But with the algorithms, it was Justice Elena Kagan who said that the algorithms are a language which could be considered speech for TikTok. So when this 10-year-old girl recently hung herself because of a challenge that was suggested for her by TikTok without her searching it out, they were saying that can be considered language. This type of technology is so different even than Twitter or Facebook.
Last word, Kev?
Make the case if you want to do something. Don't just say, trust me, bro, because you're an elected official. Make the actual case. Where are the facts that show me what exactly is happening?
Happy Friday, everybody. DJs and KMOX. All right, after that very heady debate between Wheeler and Amy, let's do another one. How do we feel about corn dogs?
Love them.
I like corn dogs quite a bit.
That's a good question.
Do you eat them?
Well, not regularly. I mean,
yeah, that's the thing. Like, it's one of those things you like, but you don't eat.
Well,
yeah.
When am I around a corn dog? You'd have to go buy it at the store.
Every once in a while, when you're walking down the frozen section of a grocery store, you'll see them, like, because they're on sale, and then you got, oh, I'm going to buy that because it's an impulse buy.
Maybe I'm completely wrong.
But it's been a while, though.
It feels like a pretty good gap between a corn dog and a frozen corn dog. Like, they're already crap.
They're not bad.
No?
There's a difference, though.
There is. No, it's not the same, and it's not as good, but it's still pretty good.
Was 30 years ago kind of the age of the corn dog, and it's kind of petered out since then? I feel like I don't see them around
I think now
as much.
It's more ironic.
I think it's a 90, definitely like a 90s snack meal type thing.
Amy, how many festivals do you go to? That's where you get a corn dog.
No, that's a good point. Fairs and things. Yeah.
I had the most amazing corn dog at the sumo tournament.
Really?
Yeah. They had corn dogs there
in Tokyo?
They had a corn dog. It had cheese, and the batter was like a pancake batter. It was so good. And Kurt was like, you want me to go get you another one? I'm like, I can't be the person who ate two cheesy corn dogs.
Oh, yes, you can.
You're at the sumo tournament.
I know.
But it was so good. I think about it like every day.
What is your trashiest favorite food? Like Amy said, she can't get a cuff piercing because she goes straight white trash. Like,
I look real white trash real fast.
I appreciate that. Get it.
I don't know why. I hate it.
I don't know. That's a great question.
All I eat is trash food, and now I'm like blanking. I can't think of anything.
Yeah, didn't you just like make a resolution like 15 hours ago?
I did about 14 hours ago. I don't know if Andrew can hear me. I think we're experiencing some technical issues.
Major difficulties, but I can hear you guys.
Okay, cool. Last night I was like, I'm not eating fast food anymore, dude. I have heartburn. It's just not worth it because we had those Krabby Patties for lunch. And then this morning I'm up early grocery shopping. I'm like, you know what? I should go get a steak bagel from McDonald's.
Boom.
It's pretty good.
That's not fast food.
I had McDonald's breakfast this morning, too.
Nice.
McDonald's breakfast is pretty strong. It always has been.
You're boycotting the clown?
For now.
What made you mad?
Well, the whole thing, they're suing the beef producers for jacking up prices when they jack up their own prices when it suits them.
They got beef with beef. Now, listen to me. You don't eat at McDonald's anyway.
I do, but not very often. That's true.
He orders it for he and Susan. Pretty frequently.
I would say it's probably like once a month.
We know way too much about each other's lives.
We're always in here by ourselves.
Right. And he's like, ooh, this is what I'm having for dinner.
At the end of the day, Susan will text me sometimes like, why don't you just order McDonald's and pick it up on the way home for, you know, dinner on a Friday night or whatever.
And you're like, why don't you shut up?
Well, now maybe. Now I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to do Wendy's instead.
No, I know.
I'm sure I'll just go get it again soon because I'm stupid.
Like, is it Gardetto's or like Chex Mix?
Yeah.
Those are good.
I could eat that.
That's good.
That's not that trashy, though.
No, it's not. That's actually kind of classy.
Yeah. Gardetto's?
Yeah. Well,
it's Italian.
It's Hoosier classy. Yeah.
Gardetto's is the upper middle class of Chex Mix.
That's exactly right. There it is.
It's Alton classy.
I like the bagel chips, you know, like the real kind of flavorful. Like all umami. Yep. It's like crunchy and umami. It's pretty good.
Yeah. At the bottom of the barrel is the Chex Mix that's spelled C-H-E-C-K-S. So.
Yeah. But it's still good.
Yeah, I'm old enough that we used to make it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we made it. Because that was the only time we used, like, Worcestershire sauce.
You You know what else I'm holding up for?
I love Worcestershire sauce, by the way, as an aside.
So Michael Kelly's coming on at 3 p.m., and I decided to put together a $100,000 pyramid game that'll be fun, play with Mike. And I said to myself last night, I think I remember it being the $10,000 pyramid, which sounds like an old guy joke, but I looked it up, and sure enough.
It was?
It was.
Oh. Was it like during the war?
1974.
Oh, really?
1974. Oh, wow. Yeah, when I was 10 years old, it was the $10,000 pyramid. That was the original.
Well, keep in mind, you could buy a house for $10,000 in the 70s.
Then it went to 25, then it went to 100. Who knows what it's at now?
What is the phrase? I always thought someone would go, well, that's the $60,000 question. What's that?
I don't know. There has to be a genesis of that, but I don't know what it is.
But is that the right number?
I've heard different numbers.
I think everybody uses every number for that phrase. Like, that's the $1 million question.
Yeah. Kind of weird. $1 million makes sense
to
that me.
Are you mixing up that with like the $6 million man?
Well, that guy was bionic. Yeah.
Steve Majors.
I just Googled
it. Or Lee Majors. Sorry, Lee Majors.
It's the $64,000 question. Oh. And it was an American game show on CBS from 55 to 58.
See, you get answers here in the DJs.
There you go.
I'll just type that into the browser.
How's a game show on?
It's not just hammock jokes.
What is a game show on for 4 years and it's in the lexicon?
Because that's all anybody did was watch TV in the 50s.
And there were like three shows on.
Still.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably was half the country watching it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.